Job chapter 25. Bildad's last speech is short and truthful. Apparently, he has exhausted his arguments and now speaks only of the greatness of God and of the imperfection of the human being in general. His terminology is very special. There is a word that by its different translation in some of the versions attracted my attention. Dominion and awe belong to God. He establishes peace and order in his high places. This is how a couple of verses translate verse 2. Most other translations use the word peace. He makes peace in his high heaven. There is certainly a close relationship between order and peace. When we are neat and leave each thing in its place, we are spared from the chaos of not finding a key or a cell phone at the last minute. Order precedes and facilitates peace. One of the characteristics of the universe that God created is his perfect order. Nothing moves out of its place. Fast forward to the New Testament, where we find the same expression, "He made peace," but now in Christ Jesus, you, who once were far off, have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility by abolishing the law of commandments expressed in the ordinances. He that might create in himself one new man in place of the two, so making peace, as in heaven, also on earth, God is the source of peace. Human beings have strayed from God's order. Bildad called man a worm. By Christ's redemptive work, God restores order in his relationship with the Christians and bestows upon him his peace. From the very lips of Jesus, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you." And God's grace transforms the worm into a beautiful butterfly. That's who you really are. Open your wings and fly high.